USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder case. He was charged in the deaths of two Black Lives Matter protesters last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. During the final parts of the trial, witnesses took the stand, including a video expert who was there to break down footage.
What is the total amount of time of this event?
2 minutes and 55 seconds.
President Biden marked Veterans Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
To all our veterans, past and present, we thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
The administration has also launched a new program to better understand medical conditions, including different kinds of cancers that are potentially connected to toxic environments overseas in combat areas. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A federal appeals court has granted former President Trump's request to temporarily block the National Archives from giving his White House records to a House committee investigating the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. The three-judge panel granted Trump an administrative injunction. He set the arguments for the case for November 30th. Trump, who has repeatedly lost in court trying to keep the records secret by claiming executive privilege, asked the court to maintain the status quo until their expedited appeal can be heard. Four astronauts on the SpaceX Crew 3 mission entered the International Space Station about one day after being launched from Florida. The hatches between the station and the Dragon were opened at 7:25 p.m., and the crew entered minutes later. The new arrivals are expected to spend 6 months on board performing science experiments, spacewalks, and space station maintenance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Discussions about a major pipeline are underway.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy. And the environmental impact will require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down, but actually there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encased in concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and to dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's chili lime chicken burgers and spinach feta chicken sliders. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.